Welcome to Dark Corners with David Allan Boyles. Dark Corners is brought to you by Gestalt Media, an independent publishing company dedicated to serving independent authors. Fairy tales don't always end with, "and they lived happily ever after." Hansel and Gretel, the true story. There once was a kind-hearted man and woman who, in spite of their poverty, made a practice of taking in orphaned children. The couple were by no means rich, but they had taken in a number of orphaned children over the years, as they both had tender hearts. As the husband was cutting wood in the forest one day, he heard the sound of weeping. When he followed the sound, he discovered a young girl of about 12 years of age lying by a creek bed, crying. When he asked who she was and why she was upset and alone, she replied, "Oh, sir, my brother left me here in search of food, but it's been hours and I fear he's lost." "Where are you from? And where are your parents?" the woodcutter asked. "My brother and I left our village when our mother became ill and died. Our father had died months before, and we have no other family. Before she died, my mother told us to head east and not to stop until we had passed 5 villages so that we could escape the terrible plague that wiped out our village." "Where is your brother now?" The girl broke into sobs again before she could answer.
"I don't know. He left hours ago to check the rabbit traps he set out yesterday, but it's been so long, I fear that something's happened."
"There, there," the woodcutter said, patting her shoulder. "Come with me, and we'll see if feeding you doesn't make you feel better. Now, what's your name?"
"Gretel. But what about my brother?"
asked the girl. "Gather some of these small river rocks and stack them where he'll see them. We'll take others with us and leave a trail for him to follow." Gretel did as the kind man asked, and soon they found themselves back at the woodcutter's cottage. But when they arrived, they found a horrible scene. Lying on the floor in a puddle of blood was the woodcutter's wife. When the poor man rushed to her, he found that she had apparently received a blow to the head and was just barely alive. He left Gretel to fetch the healer, who lived farther out into the woods, advising the girl to eat what she could find. Gretel gobbled up the porridge she found in a pot hanging over the fire, along with a chunk of brown bread. She wrapped a large hunk of cheese and the rest of the bread in a cloak that she had assumed had belonged to the woodcutter's wife. She searched the cabin for any valuables, but finding nothing of worth that she might trade, left to follow the trail she and the woodcutter had made for Hansel. Gretel found her brother by the stream.
"Where have you been?" she asked angrily. "I was getting hungry."
"The traps were empty, so I thought I'd search a bit more. Got lucky, too," he said. He dumped the contents of a kerchief he had bundled in his bag onto the ground that included a modest brooch, 2 rings, and a silver candlestick.
"Where did you find those?" Gretel asked, breaking off some of the cheese and bread she had stashed.
Seeing them, he snatched them up and devoured it before responding. He told her he had found an isolated cottage that he thought was empty. He had put the valuables in the satchel he carried on his shoulder when an alarmed woman entered the cabin, surprising him. He struck the woman with a fire poker and then ran through the woods back to the spot where he had left Gretel.
"You fool," Gretel said. "The woodsmen will come hunting for us before long."
"Then we'd best hurry," her brother said. The two gathered what little provisions they had and scurried off into the woods away from the direction of the woodcutter's cabin. They traveled for several days, following the stream and living off berries, wild mushrooms, and the occasional rabbit that Hansel could trap, until eventually they discovered a quaint little cabin that seemed quite isolated from any other signs of human life. Knocking yielded no response, and finding the front door unlocked, they entered. Hanging from the rafters of the modest but comfortable home were stands of drying herbs. The shelves held many clay pots filled with various substances, some sweet and some foul-smelling. In addition to the fireplace, the cottage also had a stove, on top of which sat several simmering pots. Most surprising of all to the youngsters was that the wooden table was filled with gingerbread cookies, each shaped like a little boy or girl. They both began eating their fill immediately, having no regard for the crumbs and sticky mess they made as pieces broke and fell to the floor in their haste. When the door to the cottage opened, Hansel and Gretel froze in place, their faces sticky and their eyes wide open in guilty surprise. Standing in the doorway was an old woman, smiling kindly, seemingly not surprised at all at what she had just discovered in her cottage.
"Hello, children. I see you must be terribly hungry. Let me get you something more substantial than sweets."
The two children looked at each other, too confused to know how to respond. The woman did not seem to be angry in the least, and was thus not a threat. The woman removed her cloak and hung it on a peg by the door and crossed over to her cupboard where she took down two clay bowls. She filled both with a broth that was warming in a pot over the open fire and handed them to the children with two wooden spoons. The children ate quickly, looking over their bowls suspiciously as they shoveled the broth into their mouths. When they had finished, the woman said,
"I see you've also discovered my cookies. They are quite special. I hope you like them. But now I need to make more. Perhaps you can help me."
The old woman put the cookies that Hansel and Gretel had not eaten into a small sack that was sitting on a small table beside a lantern, and then began to pick out several of the clay pots on her shelves.
"These ingredients are what make my cookies so special," she said. "Some are quite normal, flour, sugar, and ginger root, for example, but others are quite rare, and they have special qualities that make them very valuable to the right people."
At those last words, Hansel looked over at Gretel with a raised eyebrow. The idea of something valuable had piqued his interest. As the old woman mixed some of the ingredients into a bowl, she said,
"Yes, there are certain people who would pay quite a bit for some of these herbs and extracts."
"Who would pay for them?" asked Hansel, trying to make his inquiry sound as casual as possible.
"Any apothecary worth his salt would recognize them,"
replied the old lady. She laughed and added,
"Well, I suppose I could buy a house in the city if I sold them all at once."
The children looked at each other with wide eyes and nodded.
"Boy, perhaps you could stoke up the fire in the oven a bit while your sister and I roll out the dough and cut the shapes."
Hansel gathered more coals from a wooden box in a corner of the cottage and placed them in the firebox of the oven after stirring the embers a bit. As the old woman worked the dough on the wooden table, he said,
"That is a really large oven. You could bake a whole hog in there."
"Yes, indeed,"
said the old woman.
"I have done that on occasion. Now, girl, watch how I use this knife to cut the shapes of my cookies. You may take another knife and cut some, too."
Before long, all of the dough had been cut into the shapes of boys and girls, and the cookies were placed on two large trays that could be placed into the oven.
"Boy, would you open the door to the oven so I can place these inside?"
Hansel opened the large door, and then after peering inside, he turned back to face the woman with a puzzled look. "What's this in the bottom of the oven?" he asked. Setting a tray back down on the table, the woman frowned and walked over to the oven.
"What are you talking about, boy? I don't see anything."
"There, in the back corner, way in the back," he said. As the old woman leaned over to look more closely into the oven, Hansel gave her a mighty push so that she fell headlong into it. "Help me, Gretel," he called, and his sister rushed over to push on the old woman's rump so that her entire body was inside the oven. The old woman screamed as her clothes ignited quickly, and Hansel slammed the door shut on the oven.
Hansel grabbed a large sack from the cupboard and began scooping the clay pots from the shelves into the sack. Gretel assisted him so that in a very short time they had grabbed their cloaks and run out of the cabin into the dark night. The screams of the old woman echoed in the woods behind them as they ran. When the horrible screams had ceased, Hansel stopped running and grabbed his sister. I think we can stop now, he said, collapsing to the ground. Let's wait for a bit to see if anyone answers her cries, though. Where will we go? Gretel asked as she squatted beside him. Despite the excitement, she felt weariness more than anything. Actually, I think we can return to her cabin, Hansel said. At first I had thought we would find shelter in the woods, but now I'm sure that we won't be bothered by that old crone, and we can have a good night's sleep in her house. He rubbed his brow and sighed. Tomorrow, we'll begin our travel to another village where we can find an apothecary who will pay us for these special powders and tinctures. I think I need to rest. Yes, I am so tired. Both children found their walk back to the cabin strangely difficult. It seemed that the exhaustion of the excitement and physical exertion had caught up with them all at once. As they approached the cabin, Gretel frowned and said, I'm not sure I can go back in there. The smell will be horrible. We can burn her up quickly enough, said Hansel, yawning over his words. There should be enough coal to get the fire hot enough to take care of it, bones and all. As the two approached the open door of the cottage, the stench proved to be as awful as Gretel had feared. I can't go in, she said at the doorway while covering her nose. I'll take care of it, said her brother. Look around behind the cottage to see what fuel we can add to the fire. He disappeared into the house and returned immediately, holding a burning broom. Here, this should serve you well enough. Gretel took the torch and slowly worked her way to the back of the cottage. She took her time, hoping to delay for as long as possible, returning to the odorous room. She stood for a while just listening to the sounds of the woods, the leaves rustling in the breeze, the hoot of an owl. She thought she would be just fine to lie down right there and go to sleep, but remembering that her brother had given her a task, she forced herself to move on. At the back of the cottage, she noticed a pile of stones in a large pit. Curious, she made her way to the edge. Horror caused her weariness to dissolve. The pit was filled not with stones, but with skulls and bones. As she stared in horror, she heard a thump from within the house. Hurrying to the front of the house, she paused at the open doorway to peer inside. Hansel was nowhere to be seen, and the door to the oven stood wide open, revealing only burning coals inside. Why had Hansel removed the old woman's body from the oven? Hansel, she called, her voice shaking. Where are you? She took two small steps into the cottage. A door leading to the only other room in the cottage remained closed, just as it had been all evening. The warmth of the room enveloped her along with her previous sense of weariness. Hansel, she called again, sleepiness slurring her speech. Slowly she worked her way across the room and gently pushed the door open. The light spilling from behind her revealed a large lump lying on the floor. As her eyes adjusted, she recognized the object as her brother, whose hands were tied together. His feet had been pulled up so that they were tied to the rope securing his hands.
Surprised, my dear?
Said a crackling voice from a dark corner of the room. Gretel blinked to clear her blurry vision. More light coming from the opening door showed a hideous figure before her. Wisps of smoke curled upward from the charred form of the old woman. Her hair was gone,
Blackened patches marked where skin remained, but blood-red tissue covered much of the body where the skin had fallen away. Large, lidless eyes stared back at Gretel from the darkness. She held coils of rope in hands where white bones peeked through patches of blackened skin.
"Feeling sleepy, child? Why don't you just lie down there beside your brother?"
Whether from exhaustion, the drugged cookies, or the sheer horror of what she saw, Gretel sank to her knees and then fell forward onto the bare wooden floor.
How are you still alive?" she mumbled.
"Oh, it will take more than one simple fire to do me in, child,"
the old woman said.
"I'll be as good as new in just a few days, especially once I've had a meal or two from your precious brother."
She came and knelt beside Gretel and began tying the ropes around her hands.
What are you doing?"
"I'm tying you up so you won't escape," said the woman. "It just won't do for you to run out on me, and I need you alive for as long as possible to harvest what I need."
Once Gretel's bonds were secured, the woman dragged her into the larger room and turned her onto her side so the girl could see the oven. Then she went into the other room and dragged Hansel's sleeping form into the room.
"He's asleep for now,"
said the old woman,
"but he'll awaken soon enough."
The woman threw more coal on the fire and stirred it with a poker. Then she lifted Hansel with surprising strength and set him in the oven feet first. As she pushed him further into the fire, his eyes opened and he began to scream. The old woman closed the oven door and the screams continued. Turning to face Gretel, she said,
"He should be done soon, and then we'll both have a wonderful feast."
That concludes this episode of Dark Corners with David Allan Boyles. Music for Dark Corners was written and performed by Mombi Yulman and can be purchased at mombiyulman.bandcamp.com. For my latest projects, you can always find information at my official website, davidallanboyles.com. And I invite all of you to join our Dark Corners Facebook group, where you can find background information on posted stories, previews of upcoming stories, and all kinds of other dark content. Hope we meet again soon in the Dark Corners.